Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Live Your Dream on today. As you heard in the background, we have Bring It by the producer, John Siegel, who actually is going to come aboard with us shortly, and he's going to be chatting with us. And also we have Tony out of Atlanta, Georgia, who she's going to be joining us as well. She is currently just recently signed up, along with John, and has signed up with our networking website, our company, and we are so excited. So I definitely want to say thank you all for tuning in on our shows for the last week. We had basically a show every single day, highlights and showcasing a lot of people who want to be seen, who want to be heard, and it has just been a blast. We currently just moved into our new office space in Fayetteville, North Carolina, one of the many offices that we're going to have. We're looking at also adding more, but that's later on. I've been presented by so many who want us to grow further out, New York and also Texas. Right now, we're currently looking at Charlotte, we're looking at Columbia, South Carolina, and also Atlanta. I am just so super excited to be given this platform for all that want to be seen and heard. Bridging the Gap is definitely ultimate. Shout out goes to Maureen Grace, who had me on their show last night, the Midnight Hour, where he actually interviewed celebrities. And just to highlight some of them, Halle Berry, Maya, Lisa Ray, who actually was interviewed by Maureen Grace, who his group and his team is promoting me, and I'm so excited. We're also going to have a live show on his radio broadcast, and I'm looking to do something in reference like girl talk, or either in a chat with the guys, or even having a mixed combination of men and women together. Just I'm highlighting some different topics about relationships, about different things that we can chat about and just grow from, be inspirational towards one another. So I'm going to have a segment on there. I'll be listing that soon, but all more details. Last night, I want to say shout out to Model Heaven, Actress Heaven, who won a seventh win for us. She won seven times, wanting to be the face of Top Models and Talent Scout Network, where she will be on February issue of Top Models and Network, and that's for 2016. She's been on so many and also in many magazines. I just went to a fundraising event where she was raising money and also providing gifts to families and actually fed them. And I was a part of that event where they had a super fashion show that stuck out, that just made a well name for herself. I just want to say thank you to her personally and to her mom and her followers and supporters for just believing in her and believing in me. In a network environment, everybody needs to win, and by doing so, it's everyone supporting one another. There's no such thing as I, it's us. It's all of us in this together. So I definitely want to say thank you to them time and time again. I've seen where, her mom has put it out there, and I'm trying to actually convince her of starting her own type of mode to help other parents get their kids' faces out there, because she has what it takes to make it happen when it comes to networking and social media. So, Tanika, I know you're listening, so that's something else you want to just definitely take into consideration. Also, for Atlanta area, I have an ambassador there now that's talking, Janelle, who we're going to be talking further about bringing Trendsets and Trends of the Runway. It's going to be ages from 5 to 12, where they will give the opportunity to be unique, be themselves on the runway. I know couture, as far as modeling, it has different styles of walking down the runway. We want to just be yourself. As I was growing up, I danced so much growing up. I was able to express myself. And as I got older, I said when I got 15, I didn't need it. If I didn't get a chance to dance past 15, it was okay, because I had the little dances. We had a center in my local area. We had high school dances. We had different things, family functions where we danced in the yard and had a ball. So a lot of kids just didn't experience all that. So I want them to be able to express themselves. Not only that, we're going to have a division with IPH, which Iman Noble is going to be heading up. The division is going to be the ages, basically from ranges, from different age groups. And that one is going to be a traveling group as well, which whoever wants to book us for different events, such parties, like kids' parties, and to head off a concert, to be entertainment, to, just be out there for entertainment purposes and they can be booked, and they will get paid for these events. So that's the exciting part. Enough of booking everyone and trying to say, okay, just to be in my show or be a part of it, that should be well enough. We need to make sure that we're giving back to all the models, all the talent, everyone that is a part of the show. Everyone should get something back from it. We see where events are planned, and they do this high-scale type of format, and at the end of the day, who walks away with the money? The ones who plan the event, the models say, I've been in a fashion show. I was treated well because I got my makeup done. I got to wear designer clothing. But we want to do more. We want more. We want more for everyone. I had a fashion show back in April. I paid over 17 people to be a part of that show, including the staff who assist me. So it can be done. Even small, little, however big, we need to make sure that our models, our talent, our staff is getting something back from what they, when they put their hard efforts in into it. So on today, again, our lineup is actually Toni Tuli. I pray that I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Beautiful, beautiful young lady. I had the opportunity of speaking with her. She came running with everything. She already sent me a list of things that she's going to be doing in the upcoming month. We already connected. She is actually going to be in Fashionology. This show is going to be in Atlanta in April, which our media team is going to be a part of it, and she's already a part of that already. I'm so super excited to have her a part of our network, and I know this great, great, great thing is going to come her way. So as we bring her in, I just want everyone to definitely continuously to support us and follow us, and share our information with others as well. God is so good. Today is Sunday. It feels like a Saturday because I guess Friday was our day, but today is Sunday, and I'm in my hometown where I grew up at, and I just love being around family. We've been eating great for the last 3 days. Always when we get together, we have a blast. We have a ball. So shout out to my family, the Williams, the Pierce, and the Noble out of Columbia, South Carolina. Shout out to everyone. Thank you all so much for understanding and actually supporting me in all this. Toni, do we have you online with us?
Yes. Hi, I'm here.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Darling?
How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Thank you so much for signing up with us and letting us be a part of your world.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're making history. Woo! So tell me this. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Tuli?
Yes, ma'am. It's Tuli.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, great, great, great. Because I am one known to, I can give people new names and people will start calling me a different name. So if I'm saying it wrong, I want to make sure I'm right. So share with us, I know you said you were going to church today, so your day's been good?
Oh, yes, ma'am, definitely.
Oh, yes, ma'am, definitely.
Okay, so you're a native of where? Where are you originally from? Because I know currently now you live in Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm originally from Roscoe, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that?
No, where is it near?
It's an hour away from Tallahassee,
Florida.
Are you familiar with Albany?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Albany, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, it's literally 45 minutes away.
Okay, then, well, that's cool. So tell us what's going on with you. You can share with the listeners out there what's going on with you. I just recently saw an email that came across. The things that you're going to be doing as well, and you're welcome just to, highlight what's happening with you. How did you get started in the industry, and what makes you want to be a model?
A lady came up to me, and she was beautiful and she told me I was only 17 years old. So she asked me if I would like to be in her show. I didn't know what I was doing or anything, but when I put my face on, honey, everything just popped off. So when I first made a high school, I went to I went to modeling school in Tallahassee, Florida. I had Runway International for 2 years. And then I just started doing shows, photo shoots, and people was booking me for shows here. And I did a few calendars. And my whole point of wanting to model is to be a role model to young females. Just to let them know anything is possible. Anything is possible. No matter where you come from, no matter how old you are, anything is possible, but your faith has to be strong. So my way of being a role model is through modeling. And I just want to encourage everybody that's listening that God can do anything, but your faith has to be strong. So I'm very excited.
Oh, and that is so true. You used one of my basis and statement I use that all things are possible. All things are possible to those who believe. And the whole thing around that is just trusting in a higher power. We trust, you know, in God for so many things. And there's certain things some people hold back and say, well, it's just not this. But I could trust him for everything. I'm one of those firm believers that I put a list out what the things I want and the things I want to do. And when I'm on Facebook or I'm on any social media, I put it out there, and it may not happen for another year or two, but it's out there, and that's basically saying already, God, I believe that this is what you going to line up for me, because you already put it in my spiritual realm, and I want to take it to whatever level, and you know the timing that you would want me to do it, so those doors are going to open accordingly. So that is so, so, so true. So tell us about your childhood. Do you have siblings, sisters, and brothers? Or are you the oldest? Or
Yes, ma'am. I was adopted when I was a young age. So my adoption parents, their parents, 80-something years old. So your kids is like 40, 50. So I have six brothers and I have six sisters all together. Biological and adopted. I'm not the only child.
Well, that is cool, ma'am. That's great. And I can definitely understand, and when it comes to sisters and brothers, sometimes they don't even have to be, you know, as far as your, you know, when it comes to, like, I was raised in a family of nine, you know, siblings here. I'm the baby of the nine, and a lot of things that I remember them used to say certain things about me and teasing me about, oh, this and that, you know, didn't understand a lot when I was doing stuff on Facebook. And to this day, they probably still don't understand everything, and they don't know all the capacity that goes on. But how's the support team for you when it comes down to them and your family?
Oh, man, they don't listen to me. I'm trying to get all the way back up. I know I'm going to get there with the help and support. They support so much. My brothers, they actually contact me for Christmas, and they'll be coming down for the Fashionology show in April. So I'm very excited.
That is super nice. So when it came down to the Fashionology, you actually went out. How did you come across the information to apply for it?
I was in a fashion show in Augusta, Georgia. I did a college fashion show, actually, for Payne College in Augusta. And a young lady, she was telling me about the show. And I said, I'm going to go ahead and go to the casting hall. So I went to the casting hall, and Ms. Stephanie and Mr. Ronnie, they was there, and they was just looking for the requirements. And the next thing you know, she gave me a piece of paper, and she was just like, you made the cut. And I was so excited because I wasn't in Atlanta then, so I traveled from Augusta to Columbus to this casting hall, and I made the cut. So I'm very
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? That's how it gets started and how it gets well known. I was just sharing with the listeners earlier and you, when it comes down to, you know, model actress Heaven, I would love for one day you all to meet, because y'all right there in Atlanta, she is actually will be 10 next year. And I just had the opportunity to be around her. I remember going to an event she had, raising, you know, money for the families to buy presents and also to feed them at her event. And I remember at the end, after everyone was gone, this little young girl, her mom never said anything to her. Now, they could have discussed it before she got to the event, But she just went through and started separating stuff on the table, lining them up, preparing to break down everything. And she's 9 years old. No one had to tell her, you know, normally kids, she did her playing around. She ran around the other little ones, you know. But at the end, she went and she did her little clearing of the tables. It was probably about 10 tables in there. And then she went in a little corner and got a little notebook out, pad out, and started, you know, working on that and doing things. So I'm just so excited to be a part of her world. I was just telling my sisters earlier, she's one of my blessings that, you know, came aboard with me, because to win 7 times in a contest, when they first initially signed up, just as you did, Tony, her mom asked, what do I need to do? And we had things lined up as though we're going to meet with you on, I believe, tomorrow, and we're going to further talk about some other things as well. And they went running with it, and they made sure that they were engaged in it, and they made sure they included me on everything. So that's the key to success, and that's why we share the different pages, so everybody can be in the same lineup, and you'll know. So if someone never comes on social media, like once every 2 weeks, they're going to miss out on a lot of stuff. So what do you feel about social media when it comes down to, you know, being a part of social media?
I feel like social media is a great network. I didn't really understand social media because, I don't know, I just wanted to keep the whole private thing. But when it came to great exposure and when you're being friends with the people that supporting you and looking up to you and you've been a role model to them, including your family, it's very worth it. It's very worth it. And, I mean, it's very great work. I mean, it's working.
Yes, I have some friends who have the agency, and their mindset is old school way of thinking. And so I'm in social media and been in there for many years, and I informing them that, you know, at this point, your personal page, you got that, but your regular, like, business page, when it comes to an agency, you should have more than, you know, 200 people following you by this time, and you done had it up for 3 years. So that tells that it'll break down somewhere. So I'm going to help them, you know, out, of course. You're in a place where I don't want to overstep my boundaries, but in the same sense, the key to getting even more information out there is making sure that you have a great team behind you and supporters that is going to, you know, see you through. And by y'all coming aboard with us, that's definitely a great step into the right direction. Top of my head right there. We have a model out of New York. His name is Orlando Gordon. He won the first three contests that we had. And to this day, no matter he's on TV, he's doing an interview, he's at a fashion show, they're doing an interview with him, he always mentions Top Models and Thomas Scott Network. So I'm like, wow, you know, and he was on a radio show, over millions of listeners, and I was a part of the show. I was listening, tuning in. And just for him to take the moment and do that speaks volumes. So I'm forever grateful. So that's how we help one another out, because not all the time you can do it by yourself. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so
that's how I found you.
Yes. And I'm grateful for that. Yes. So anything you want to say to your listeners, to your fans, to your followers, I do see now where you're going to be a part of the Fashionology, and also some magazines have approached you to be in their magazines as well.
Ma'am, can you repeat that?
Yeah. I see where you are going to be, someone presented something to you about being in a magazine. Have you been in a magazine yet? Or?
Yes, ma'am. That's something I'm working on as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
So next year we're seeing that you're going to be doing a photo shoot. You already done a photo shoot for Valentine's?
Oh, no, ma'am, not yet.
All right. Well, okay, so that's coming up. So a lot of great things are going to be coming your way, and we're going to look even for more greater things. Every day we're being presented within my company about different things that coming our way. So, of course, like any great business, you know, we need to make sure that we are working with the right people that making sure making everything makes sense. I like to help everyone and be aboard with everyone, but a lot of times we have to make sure that everything is lined up as well. So right now, finding you on Facebook, how could someone find you on Facebook or either social media?
Okay, on Facebook you can find me. It's my first. Name Toni.
T-O-N-I.
It's space. And my middle initial.
And my middle initial.
C as a cat. And T-O-O-L-E-Y. And on my Instagram, you can find me at 90 Bless underscore charm 91.
Wonderful. So now, Jonathan, we're going to bring him on in a bit. You're welcome to share a board with us. I would like for you all to, because one of the things I like to do is connect you all in the same city. Jonathan is 16. I met him at actually Models Heaven event back in Atlanta over 2 weeks ago, and he's a producer of music. I have a little segment that I want to play for him. I want to see if he want to sing for us, too. He's probably like, oh, wow. Do a little acapella here. Now, before we pull him on, anything else you want to say before we pull him on as well?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Darling. I would like to say thank you so much for this opportunity. This is more exposure as well. And if anybody is interested in modeling and dancing, whatever it is, if it is, all you have to do is step out there and take it. Because just a few months back, you know, a lot of stuff wasn't happening, and I had a little doubt. But then I see that my faith was just decreasing, and that's not how God works. So I still back up, and next thing you know, I'm in Atlanta. And doors is just open like crazy. So you have to believe in yourself. Anything is possible. And I just want to encourage everybody that's listening, because that's the number one thing. Thank you so much, Ms. Darlene.
Yes, you're welcome, Toni. I appreciate that. And that's when you say those words about all things are possible, anything is possible, those are the words I live by. I truly do, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So you're welcome to stay on with us. I'm going to go ahead and bring Jonathan on, and then before we close out, I'll have this. I do have my commercial with Byron Grace. I'm in his team. They made a commercial for me, and it's in an MP3 status. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and actually play that so everyone can hear it. Hopefully it'll be loud enough.
Okay.
So before we go there, wait for this commercial break here. Can you hear it, Toni?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
It's looking for a new talent model that would like to break into the entertainment. IPH Models Talent Ads is also looking for new advertising and media clients that would like to bring a professional staff to get the job done. IPH Models Talent is media. You can visit us on the staff at infinitypowerhouse.com.
Outstanding. So hats off to Byron Grace and his team for actually putting that together. They did a branding video for me as well. Like I said, a lot going to come with the actually him promoting me. He said, you know what, I see you doing a lot of promoting of the other, like your models and talent and business, you know, professionals. He said, so you need somebody to also get you in a bigger market too. So not only that, I'm in a magazine, the Celebrity Magazine, where my logo is located. I'm in different places. So he is really has actually opened up another whole avenue for me. And so I always tell people, when I win, everybody else wins. And that's the way it should definitely be, and always, and I think of it that way. The bigger I get, the bigger everybody else get, because this is where the connecting force is at. So I just want to say shout-out again to Myron Grace and his team. So now we're going to bring on Jonathan Siegel. And Jonathan,
hello.
Are you there with us? Hi, Jonathan.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, so we have Tony online with us. Tony Tooley, Tony C. Tooley. She is actually out of Atlanta right now. She's a model. And this is
Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
I'm good.
Jonathan, are you ready for that? You gonna sing us a little something? You wanna go ahead? Cause I wanna play your last. We did share it in social media where your what you produce, and I'm gonna hear a lot more about that too. You producing.
Yeah.
So I do know that when I met you, it was just such a delight. You came over and you were just so upbeat, and I told him, Tony, he reminded me of the Jackson 5, because I asked him who is his favorite singers, and he named some names, and then I was like, well, you didn't name anything to do with the Jackson 5. When I tell you, he has an afro and he is definitely a cutie pie. On top of all that, his personality is so vibrant, and I know with his mom and dad. And then they reached out to me. We were talking about what, you know, possibly my team can do to help his face and information get out there even further. So, Jonathan, whenever you want to go ahead and sing for us, or let us know.
I'll sing.
Okay, then.
Yay.
Oh my God. When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Cause darling, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. And baby, my heart still for less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe by forever me, I'll keep on making the same mistake, hoping that you'll understand. So honey, now take me into your loving arms, kiss me under the light of a thousand stars, place your hand on my heart. I'm thinking well, baby,
we found love right where we are. So, now, and I know that the song that you sing at Model Heaven event, was that something you wrote, or that was something that was from an artist that you admired?
Those were two artists that I admired.
Okay. Oh, wonderful, yeah.
And you sound just like him.
Yes. So, definitely, a little bit before we go out, I'm play Bring It, what you produce, and soundtrack, as far as currently right now is on SoundCloud. So, Jonathan, share with the listeners what you want them to know about you. How did you get started in the industry? What are your goals, and where do you see yourself?
when my mom discovered that I could sing, she discovered that I could sing. And when she just turned around, she just turned around and she started playing choir for a while. And then later on, I started performing around the age of like, I believe, 8 or 9. That's when I started actually getting out there performing. Then around like 7th grade, around 13 or 14. I started writing my own music and also trying to find my own style of music. I guess that fits me.
Yes.
But I'm an all-around type person. I don't like to stick into one genre.
I'm just a big mashup of everything.
And after middle school, I just always wanted to learn anything, everything that just makes me develop myself. And when it comes to instruments, music, producing, or anything, I just want to make myself grow and do something with the talents that I have.
Because,
like, for success for me, I feel like
failure
is not an option for it. And with all the talent that I have, that's my goal
that
I have for myself.
And that is definitely, I really believe that everything connected. The word illusion comes to mind is because to me it's like what God has done, put everyone in a position to give him the glory at all costs. I mean, when it comes, when you really sit down and think about it, we are put in a position to where to make a difference and to help someone else. And we sometimes don't know how it's going to get connected and how it's going to completely finish its task out. But it's for a reason. And I'm just so forever grateful for everything. So Jonathan, recently you created your Facebook page, which is in the name.
Oh, the name is The Hour Alone.
So why did you tell us about that? Why did you select that? What Hour Alone? Is that a song or that's the name that you're going to carry forth as an entertainer?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question again?
Yeah. So the name that you have, what made you actually came up with that name?
There's really not too much of a big like story behind it, but the main reason because like I write poems a lot. And that hour alone, that can do anything. So I just feel like
that name would fit me.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, awesome. Because when I saw it too, I was like, wow, it's deep. And I definitely wanted to get, you know, your feedback on it and everything. So are your mom and dad, anybody around right now?
No, there's no one around with me right now. She's out the room right now.
Oh, she's out the room. Okay, because what I want them to do, and I know you're 16. When do you be 17?
In April. April
15th.
April 15th. Okay, wonderful. So I definitely want to let them know to also thank them for allowing me to join our network. I appreciate them taking the time to find out what it was about. Some people, they say, well, nah, I'm interested, but I don't know yet. But by me explaining, and I'm going to one day have a consulting team even build up to whereas I'll have where people call in and want to find out more, we'll have it 1-800 number where we'll have everyone call in and see what plan or package or what type of services we have to benefit them as well. So, Jonathan, anything you want to say when it comes to producing, where did all that come from? How did you get into that?
I got into producing from my older brother. Chad Siegel. He's been producing for the longest since I was in elementary school. So he inspired me to start making
my own music.
And then he also told me some little stuff, but mainly I learned
it all by myself.
Well, I'm moved. I'm touched.
Yep.
That what you said yesterday, and I listened to some of the others as well. I definitely want to say you have what it takes. I love it, and where that comes from? When you, I see the name that you named this piece. Bring it. Where it comes from?
Bring it. I don't know. I feel like
Bring
it's
it.
Like,
I feel like
really,
it's like really
out there and uplifting.
Out there and uplifting.
It feels aggressive, in my opinion,
in a good way.
I feel like the name just fit the title. No true backstory behind it.
Wow. So when you produce, have you ever was able to sell any of it as of yet?
No, I haven't sold any.
Okay.
I've just been trying to stack up on my track.
Yes. Well, I have some friends in the industry who are producers, and they're doing big things as well. Where they're actually, so I want to connect you with them also, because so many you know possibilities. Like Tony and I, what we talked about earlier is all things are possible. So open up those doors and those windows. So right now I'm going to play a bit from what he said was called "Bring It." the other spirit from the wild thing on and let me know. Can y'all hear it okay? Social media and sharing with everyone. So, you know, just pray for, we pray for the best that, you know, it does connect, and then lining you up with some producers also. They're locally in Atlanta. So at this point in time, I know our time is already winding out. Jonathan, how could someone locate you? I know the hour alone is actually on Facebook right now. Do you want to give any other information or whatever you want to say to anyone who's trying to do what you're doing?
My social media links are Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook is The Hour Alone. And for any people or any fans out there, all I gotta do is say, follow your dreams. Don't really listen to anyone's opinions. Be open for them. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. And it's up to you, and you yourself are artists to make those decisions.
Awesome. Great. And that's what it's all about, everyone. Everyone is tuning in today. We appreciate you, Tony. You have any else you want to say to the listeners out there as well, or to Jonathan?
I want to say to Jonathan that you have a beautiful voice. That is nice. And that song you singing, you sound just like him. And I just want to say to the listeners, anything is possible. And I'm going to continue to say that. And I'm going to continue to say that. But thank you so much for starting me.
I agree.
You are welcome. Both of you are. Thank you so much. And I want to say thank you all, listeners, for tuning in. Definitely. Our show is growing, and it's going to bigger heights and bounds. I do know that it's just going to be even bigger. Someone has to start from scratch. All companies, all radio shows, everything starts from a beginning. And as we see fit and stay true to a course, it's going to become bigger. So I want to ask all listeners to share our link with Live Your Dream, also on our Facebook page. And I ask you all to make sure that you all do the same too, Jonathan and Tony, helping us get the word out there as well, because as I grow in our company, as we grow, everyone grows right along with us. So thank you all for tuning in. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
And thank you so much.
Yeah.
Until next time, y'all take care.
All right, you too.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.